This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you guys are with me. I just noticed that there's a list. It's called the Salon's List of Top Conservatives to Follow on Twitter. Now, if you don't know what Salon is, Salon's a magazine. It is a leftist magazine in the same building as Newsmax, which, by the way, is a leftist publication that tries to pass itself off as conservative. But Salon is nothing but leftism. And they're struggling these days. Look at all the leftists. I dare you, go out and look at their newspapers, their online presence, and have them reconcile Weinstein and the fallout that's coming. We just profiled a guy named Terry Richardson, the photographer to the stars. This guy's a pedophile. I've called Hollywood out for saying, hey, look, you've got Weinstein. It's time for you to expose the dirty underbelly of the dirty underbelly of you, of leftism, because that's what you are. It's just there is no such thing as a dirty underbelly of leftism, because leftism is dirty all over. But you have a chance now, as leftists, to expose Hollywood and to straighten out an industry. And you know what they're doing? Nobody's naming names to this day. Bunch of disingenuous pukes, and they hate it because we get to be sanctimonious and say, yeah, what do you think now?
Oh, Donald Trump, he grabbed a woman by the blank, or he talked about grabbing a woman by this. What about that, conservatives?
Yeah, what about that? What about Terry Richardson? How many young girls has this man molested? How many young co-eds have professors in colleges and universities around this country held hostage, held their futures hostage based on them performing sexual favors? How many of those? How many of those pedophiles lurk in our presence? And then, what of Weinstein and others? How many of those people that should have been called out by now, that people should have, they're still talking all cryptic? Well, one time this producer did this to me. What's his name? What's her name? What producer? Oh, so-and-so fat shamed me. Who's the person? Give us a name. They don't give you a name. They don't want you to know. I don't want to ruin someone's career. I don't want to be known as a whistleblower. I don't want to be... Oh, so you're okay with it happening to the next person. If we could only save one person! Yeah, you bunch of liars. And you know what? Guys like me, we point it out. Because you know what it also means? It means you're lying about how black people are treated in this country. You're lying about Donald Trump. You're lying about the church. You're lying about capitalism. You're lying about everything you talk about. You will lie to our faces, you bunch of worthless pieces of shoe leather. Oh, man. It's fun to watch. So look at all these trade rags that are out there talking about stuff. And so Salon says, here's a list of top conservatives to follow on Twitter. And I looked at the list. And almost to a person, they're anti-Trumpers. Follow Steve King. Follow, Billy Crystal. Bill Crystal. Follow so-and-so. All anti-Trumpers. And they tell you,
yeah, well, he's anti-Trump, and this one's anti-Trump, and that's anti-Trump.
You know what? I'm glad you outed the anti-Trump crowd. Go ahead and follow them, because you know what Salon Magazine isn't going to have you do? They're not going to have you follow the conservatives who absolutely are willing to get in their grill. They're not going to have you follow the warriors that are out there fighting the good fight each and every day. They're not going to do that. They will prefer to live the lie. Oh, yeah, they love it. They love to live that lie. They love it. Right in your face, rampant sexual predation, sexual assault, assault on your sensibilities. Take sexual off. Assault, predation on America, American values. And then they'll rationalize it. They'll tell you, it's okay if I marry my adopted daughter. It's okay if I give a 13-year-old girl Quaaludes and have sex with her. She asked for the Quaaludes. It's okay if I have a powerful position and I can take advantage of somebody because they want something from me. Let me tell you what, Harvey Weinstein doesn't feel guilty. Why would he feel guilty? He's in a powerful spot to give away something coveted. This guy has the gold, the brass ring, but his is gold. If he anoints you, you are a star. You are making millions of dollars. You become a household name instantaneously. He's got a lot to give away. You must give something up. If you think that Hollywood sees this as wrong, let me explain, folks. When black leftists rob a house or rob a bodega and they go, I didn't steal nothing. They're like, I deserve that. Look at what I've been through. Harvey Weinstein's like, you have no idea what it took for me to get to this point where I could just get young, beautiful women to come throw, essentially, let me do things to them and shut their mouths. Pardon the pun. But are you kidding? I earned this right to get to here. If you don't think that Terry Richardson, photographer of the stars, doesn't feel like if I take you on as a client, you better be prepared to give it up. What are you talking about? I earned this privilege. I earned this right. This is my entitlement. And that's why these stars don't want to give it up. They don't want to upset the apple cart. They've recommended friends. How do you think these... Let me tell you something. These people are bringing their friends in, and the same thing is happening to their friends, and their friends are going, that's just the price to pay. That's the going rate of stardom. Then some big old Shrek-looking fat dude prop your butt up on the casting couch. That's the price. Price I wouldn't pay. So this is huge. And anyway, I'm loving watching these rags try to spin stuff. And going back to Salon, who's recommending all these top Twitterers to follow, they got nothing to talk about. So they want you to go follow the anti-Trump crowd. Hey, we got nothing to say positive. We can't do anything right now because we're in triage. So hey, here, go follow these anti-Trump people. Maybe that'll get your mind off of things for a while. They're trying to heal the wounds of their side. Hey, look, you may think that things are really bad, but they're not. Look on the other side. They've got all these people that hate Donald Trump. Just follow them on Twitter. Maybe that'll make your day, because we don't have any good news to report. Harvey has made bad reporting for us. You should look at all these stories that are coming out. I'm not kidding you. They're fun to read. Because they don't have anywhere to go. The only thing they try to do is allude to something on the right that we've done wrong.
Donald Trump grabbed women by the anchor.
Oh, really? It's getting pretty tired, guys, especially as more allegations come up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Radio Show.
Like the, you know, for the New York Times, like, our subscriptions have skyrocketed since, and I mean, they call it the Trump fault.
This wasn't the first time we heard of the so-called Trump bump. Times audience strategy editor Nick Dudick made the exact same point.
I mean, honestly, Trump has driven us more business than anybody else. Anytime he says failing, we get a boost in subscribers.
Really?
Yep. So, that works both ways.
The bump is real, abundantly clear by the Times' second quarter financials. Total revenues are up 9% from the same period last year, including a 63% increase in digital subscriptions.
The Guardian, the BBC, the Washington Post, people who have paywalls up. The main objective is to grab subscribers. You do that anyway.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. The Trump bump. The reason why I wanted to bring that up and talk about that is very simple. It sounds like what they're saying is, you know, the negative press that Trump with their negative reporting or whatever is helping the paper and all that. That's not what the Trump bump is. The Trump bump is the fact that Donald Trump is a news manufacturer. He creates the news. And at the very end, you kind of get a feel for why I wanted to bring this up, this particular subject. Is it isn't that their negativity about Trump is helping them. It's the fact that, number one, they still need Trump in order to get that bump that they got. Barack Obama couldn't give them an Obama bump, but they got a Trump bump. But the real thing is what she said at the end, which is, we will do whatever it takes to acquire subscriptions. There are people that want you to pay for subscriptions. And they're saying, we need to figure out a way to get you to give us your information, and then they bombard you. I don't know if you've seen this. If you go to a New York Times and you read an article, it'll give you a limit. You only have 3 more articles to read this month for free. And then it'll start to send you emails. I don't know whether it's using a scraper or whatever, but it'll start sending you emails that say, hey, get a New York Times subscription for $5. And if you're a news source and you're using the New York Times quite a bit, you might pay the $5 a month or whatever. So they need those subscriptions. Part of the reason is, even though their numbers are up, it's 9.2%. He said 9% in the deal, but it's 9.2%. The digital subscriptions is what they need. They don't want to print it anymore. It costs too much money. Even with it being 9.2% up, they're still not. There's a danger that they could go away. If they don't get the dollars, they could go away. People don't look at the New York Times paper the way they did a decade or two ago. It was the de facto paper. It still is. You can go anywhere practically in the world and you don't get the New York Times. There's hardly a paper. You know, LA Times doesn't do that. Chicago Tribune. It's New York Times. So it's an international paper. And Barack Obama couldn't save it. It was going to take like what Jeff Bezos did with the Washington Post, where he bought it and said, I'll put as much money as it needs to run. You guys don't worry about money. Just go find me dirt on Trump. And that's what they try to do. So it's helping everybody that Donald Trump's the president and he's getting things out there. But the bigger thing is this. They want the subscription. They need the digital data. This is the same premise that Facebook runs on, folks. Same premise that Twitter, that Google, all these guys want the data. They want to know what you're searching on, why you're searching on it, and then instead of, it used to be this, they would say, wow, Kevin, you seem to have a lot of information or a lot of propensity to go look for things that are conservative. Good stories about conservatives, you know, whatever. So they profile you, and it used to be that they would say, well, look, you tend to be very conservative. I'm going to go find things that are conservative and put them in your wheelhouse. Now, I don't mind, you know, I search for everything. I don't mind them saying, you appear to be conservative, but every now and then we're going to put a little salt with your sugar, throw you a leftist piece of news. Maybe that'll help you to see the other side or spur thought. I don't mind that, but they don't do that. Now, they take your algorithm and they say, or your information, they use their search algorithm to say, he's a hardcore conservative. I'm going to give him things to think about. I'm going to send him tons of global warming. I'm going to send him tons of Harvey Weinstein's not nearly as bad of a guy as you may think he is. I'm going to send you all these types of things that counter what he may be thinking. And hopefully, it'll change his mind. Now, do you think that these guys are doing that same thing with leftists? You think that they're going, you know what, these leftists, they're still trying to, you know, figure out about Harvey Weinstein, and this is just wrong, and we need to send them something that says this is terrible. And so they bombard them with terrible news about Harvey, or, you know, that this is bad and we shouldn't let it happen and all that. Nope. They're using these algorithms to change our hearts and minds, or try to, and they're doing nothing for them against themselves, nothing. So the Trump bump is real. Now the question is, we have to figure out how the Trump bump can negatively impact them And, you know, I mean, this is what I would be doing as a business strategist. I'd say, okay, great, you're getting a bump on the president. And for the record, that's good. I want business to be good for everybody. Trump, he should raise the ocean for all people. Now the question is, how do we make you eat this? So that video where they're talking about, you know, we have this thing called the Trump bump. Well, my question is, so that goes to say you didn't have an Obama bump. And in fact, my question would be, what was your circulation? What were you doing prior to Obama? How well was biz? As we would say in the vernacular, how you living, bro? How were you living when Barack Obama was at the helm? And people were in triage. The Washington Post was in danger of going out of business. Many of these papers, small town papers, they're going out of business because people don't want to read print, number one. And number two, they don't want to read lies. So how's that going? And if we had a number, a baseline that we could follow on this, wouldn't it be good to be able to report that baseline and say, aha, you lost 12%, you know, or whatever, 6% during the time of Obama, and, you know, and you maybe righted the ship a bit, but then along comes Donald Trump, the guy you say is going to ruin things for everybody, and suddenly you get a 9.2% bump that you've given a name to. The Trump bump. Why are we not marketing the Trump bump and explaining to the left that Donald Trump got these people a bump when Obama couldn't name? They ain't naming anything after Barry. You get what I'm saying, folks? This is where I come back to strategies. These people know this. The people at the head of the New York Times and all these other places, they know it. I'd love to look at their financials. Don't allow them to say, well, we've turned it around. Look at what we've done. You didn't do anything. That they called, they named it. I didn't name it. They named it the Trump bump for a reason. They know where it originates. How about you let other businesses experience that bump?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled magmiracle.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you, and you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help.
In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, back at you. KJRadio.com, on demand 24/7, 844-551-8255 if you want to talk to me. Talk to me. Come on. I want to talk to you. Anyway, here's the thing I want to focus on for a bit, and I want to talk about feminism. An acquaintance of mine named Jackie had this piece that she wrote about. It was on her Facebook page on feminism that I found profound in so many ways. It reminded me of Phyllis Schlafly, and it applies to what's going on in the secular world of Hollywood and, quite frankly, elsewhere, and how feminism has put this ugly face on womanhood and given it this thing that makes women feel empowered when in fact we're showing, and what Harvey Weinstein proved, and the feminists and the Holly weirdos and other leftist progressives, they hate this. He's proven that women are powerless against Weinstein, the god. That's what Meryl Streep called him, a god. She was essentially admitting he can do what he wants. And let me tell you, I said this earlier in the broadcast, had Harvey Weinstein's brother not outed him, he would continue doing what he wants. They would have to subtly go after him. Now, if you don't believe that, ask yourself a very simple question. I asked it earlier as well. Where are the other people that have done this? We know they're out there. People, go look at the stories related to Weinstein, where people say, that same thing happened to me with a producer. That happened to me with a director. Yeah, so-and-so, I was doing blah, 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 and I went to do this, and the producer, director, the gaffer, whoever, star after star comes out. Yeah, I got hit on, I got this, they grabbed this, that, and the other, and not a single one of them has told us a new name. What's it been that we've outed Harvey? 10 days, a week? He's over in rehab. Stories are abound. Go do your research. Reese Witherspoon just admitted somebody did it to me, but she wouldn't say who. It's amazing. So, we got a guess? Hey, Reese, is there somebody sitting in that person's office right now hoping to get a role? Why don't you tell us who it is? Anyway, I think feminism has brought this on. I'm not saying it doesn't happen to men, but feminism has made men effeminate. Feminism has made more gay men than the pill, than prison. Feminism makes men effeminate. These women are powerful women. They want weak, submissive men. I don't know why. You can be a powerful woman and have a powerful man. That's the way it used to be. Haven't you guys seen the movie 300? When King Leonidas, his queen is there, she's talking smack to the Persian. She's like, you know, you're a woman, you speak. What are you doing speaking? She says, hey, what do you mean, what am I doing speaking? He says, what are you doing speaking? Only Persian women give birth to real men. Shoot. She was in the dude's face. Leonidas just, he backed her play. Kicked him down the hole. Y'all remember? See, that was when women, she respected her husband. He was the king of the castle. Anyway, Jackie says this. When godless women take over, they often do it with sexuality. Godly women would never take over. They know God's hierarchy. Now, when you hear that, women, even some conservative women, oh, she's talking about a woman has to be, you know, downplayed by them, you know, down, subservient and all these other things. She says, she writes, keep in mind current events with women declaring their right to be as immodest and sexually free as they please. As I've said many times before, when women publicly show sexuality, it is not because they love men or even like them. When Herodias was offended by John the Baptist and therefore wanted him killed, she pimped out her daughter sexually to numb Herod with sexual stimulation and put him in a weakened state of mind. Jezebel, whose name is associated with idolatry, prostitution, and sorcery, wanted her husband's power and influence to cause Israel to worship Baal. She murdered and painted her face for this effort. She's also considered to be one of the first suffragettes fighting for independence. Modern women's emancipation and freedom in the 60s came first and foremost with sex. Nancy Pelosi pimped out Sandra Fluck for women's rights and birth control. Nothing new under the sun. God's order is for men to be in the head. This is a responsibility and a burden. As equal heirs, we as women are to be the symbols of a submitted church. This is a responsibility and a burden. It's very difficult to rein in human nature for power, but love is always expressed as the denial of self for another. Always. Just as Christ expressed it on the cross. I'm not trying to be preachy here. I'm not trying to be sanctimonious. I'm just telling you, if you look at society, I almost said society because that's what it is. If you look at society through the eyes of a person who is a theist, who has a belief in God of some sort, you see this. Feminism is war against God. There is no independence for the church from God, just as there is no independence for women from men. That is why spiritual law is also natural law. She writes this, 6 decades ago, the full throttle of the women's movement began with birth control, drugs, and emancipation from marriage and motherhood. Today, it's come to growing numbers of sexual assault accusations, not just against celebrities, but business, college men. We've seen a 9-year-old boy charged with harassment for calling a teacher cute. High school boys charged for not stopping a girl from drunk driving. There are real crimes going on, but criminalizing innocent men has always been part of the feminist platform. It's the goings-on of brothels and harems. Marriage numbers are down. Divorce numbers are up. We will offend God, but we tiptoe around women's feelings. The American culture, after 60 years of the women's movement and leftist men all too happy to follow along, is an orgy of every wicked act under the sun. That's what she writes. I got to tell you, I reached out to Jackie. I was like, Jackie, this is deep, deep stuff. So, feminism wants men responsible for women, but gives them no authority. They want men to pay for their birth control. They want men to be responsible for children that they have no ability to say, I want or don't want, other than not committing the sexual act. But if that's committed and a woman decides what to do, the man has no authority. Women want the authority, but they don't want the accountability. They want somebody else to cover it. That would be the man. Cover my birth control, cover my child. If in the event I don't use birth control, you still have to be the person bearing the responsibility. The church is similar. It wants God responsible for everything while refusing his authority. The only place we unanimously reject this backwards thinking is in business, where money is involved. It's all backwards. So I hearken back to Harvey Weinstein. I look at where we are with these young ladies being essentially prostituted to Hollywood. Not just to Harvey, to the system of it. They always talk about, the left talks about systematic indoctrination of this or that, or systematic racism and systematic whatever. Let me tell you something. Look at where it occurs. The feminist movement claims that it's making all these strides, and right under its nose, in its midst, where all of its most powerful people exist, it says, I give authority to men. It doesn't give any authority to God. It doesn't give any authority to church, but it gladly cedes that authority over to wretched men. But they'll look at you. You ladies, you conservatives, who say, you know what? I have no problem respecting my spouse as the head of the house and living, making him live up to both his duty and his burden, as she lives up to her duty and her burden to be a good woman, a good mother, a good spouse, a good lady, and to pass on these traditions to her daughter so that we can avoid these types of Holly weirdo situations. And the left, do you think the left cares? How many of these parents of these daughters do you think, if they knew what was happening, Ashley Judd's, her mom's a conservative, but look at all these ladies that have sent their daughters, and men have sent their daughters there, and knowing what's going on, do you think they'd look back on it and go, I wouldn't have done. They're all like, look at my daughter, she's amazing, she just got a new award, woohoo, look at her. Women's movement. The women's movement is responsible for so much negative in this country, it's shameful. And look, I come back to, I'm not talking about women being put into positions of authority, women being respected as equals to men in intellect, and so on. I have no issue with that, 0%. I love seeing women in power, as long as they're wielding it, effectively, without the way that Weinstein does or something like that. I applaud the women's movement for that, but not for the other stuff.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Lots to talk about in the news, but too many bigger points to be made with some of the things that are happening. We will get back to, like, there's a story I want to do on the Clinton State Department. Have you guys heard about the allegations of sexual misconduct of Hillary Clinton State Department? Wow. This is a story that's, quite frankly, it's amazing. Comey, new information regarding him preemptively saying Hillary Clinton's going to be considered innocent. We knew this. But now they've got the records. Judicial Watch has gotten these records. So we'll be talking about that. I want to mention studies that you're funding. I'm going to talk to you about a study that you're going to, Kevin, you're joking. They're not funding this study. Yeah, no, they're funding it. So that the hustler mogul, what's his name, Larry Flint, what he's wanting to do. Megyn Kelly in the news. Lots to talk about, but lots to digest, because we are now at a point where we have leftism, progressivism on the run like we've never had, and honestly, like we never will again unless we take advantage of it now. It's that simple. Leftists will market their way out of killing babies and selling baby parts. Anybody remember? I remember thinking, this has got to bring Planned Parenthood down. Planned Parenthood's nothing more than organized eugenics. It's the organized destruction of people that it calls a lower class. And that happens to be mostly blacks at this point. That's what they believe. I don't believe that, but Planned Parenthood does. So they want to kill black babies in disproportionate numbers, and they use the women's movement to hide behind it. To hide their evil, real, sinister motives. And so that's where we are. And I thought, surely when folks find out they're selling baby parts and talking about buying Ferraris and Lamborghinis, that would be enough to break the camel's back. They've roared back stronger than ever. I mean, under Barack Obama. Now, we'll see what President Trump does. I don't think they're going to gain a lot of foothold under him, but they should be gone. I want you to imagine if the Republicans were all about eugenics and they were going to crush black folks, and that was the goal, the ultimate goal. You knew that the founder of the organization was a white racist by the name of Margaret Sanger, who hung out with the Vanderbilts and people that wanted to kill blacks. She was a friend of the Klan, spoke at multiple Klan meetings, and then people in the Republican Party were extolling her virtues, giving out awards, and then you knew the statistics of Planned Parenthood was they killed black people at 300% more than they kill any other race of people, and the president supported it, and the government funded it. What would you say? How would the left be handling that? Are you kidding? We all know. They would be, are you kidding? Those Republicans, they just want to kill black people. And the marketing of that would be, it would have a, you think the California forest fires are killing people? Let me tell you something. They would be torching Republicans. Republicans would never get elected again if that was our legacy. If that was the tactic that we were using to exterminate black folks. The dregs of society, Margaret Sanger called us, called black people human weeds. I say it a lot, but I can't say it enough. So if you don't put your keep your foot on their throats, leftists will find a way to come back. They're like phoenixes. They will rise from the ashes. Look at Hillary Clinton. This chick should be in prison. The nerve of her to be out here talking about stuff. She's talking about Harvey Weinstein and comparing him to Donald Trump. That's like Hitler's girlfriend talking about how bad the Jews were, saying negative things about the Jews. Are you kidding? She's making a comment about Weinstein and comparing him to Trump? This is a woman whose husband has hurt more women than Donald Trump could in 5 lifetimes. Then they trotted out old girlfriends of Trump. You remember the one, the model, kind of Italian-looking girl? And she goes, I did an interview. They completely took my interview out of context. She came out and said, that's not what I said. After all the media picked it up, Donald Trump's previous girlfriend doesn't like him. And she never said that. She had to come out and say, I didn't say that. I like Donald Trump. Those are some of the best times of my life, being with him and blah, blah, blah. And the media was like, oh, well, sorry we didn't finish her sentence. It's an evil, destructive thing, the left. We talked the other day about WikiLeaks uncovering that they were plotting to say Donald Trump had other sexual harassment claims. They're still talking about it to this day. Alyssa Milano, the crazy little fat, whatever, I forget what show she was on, but with Tony Danza, that chick still coming out, trying to make Trump out to be some lecherous human being while right under her nose, in the very city where she lives, the Sodom and Gomorrah of America, Hollyweird, she's not saying a word. I didn't want to say anything about what Harvey Weinstein did with me because it was out of respect for his wife. No, it wasn't. It was because your D-list butt doesn't want to not get a job if he offers you one. And who knows what she'd do to get it. It's amazing. Lie after lie, deception after deception. Look, folks, we, as conservatives, we are fallible. We lie, we cheat, we do all the different things of the left. But you know what? We at least have some kind of a core that goes, holy cow, that's just terrible. That's bad. And I can tell you this, I believe this in my heart. There's no way, and if there was a conservative version of Hollywood, there's no way a Weinstein survives a year, much less 3 decades. No way. Somebody gets after him, and it isn't going to be his brother. It's going to be some strong woman, conservative woman, who would have stood up to somebody and said, hey, I don't know how you think it works here, but this is not going to happen. She would have gone public. People would have backed her up. That person would have been gone. End of story. There's no fat shaming. We would say things like, well, this role is really meant for someone that's a little bit, you know, carrying a little bit less weight. Are you interested in losing weight for the role? Because the role involves an anorexic. Or the role involves someone who, you know, who's a smaller weight and picks it up. And, you know, we don't want to have you pick up weight. You know, we would be explaining it, but we wouldn't be like, yeah, you're too fat. Get out of here. You know, if you lose weight, then you'd be blankable. You know, that's what they say. Hollywood's become so crass, they don't even have to mince words with you. And there was a movie called Hollywood Shuffle. Black dude made it. I forget his name. And it's a crazy, it's a stupid movie, but it's actually funny. And it talks about Hollywood, the roles they get for black folks, how they say, we need you to be more black. And the guy doing it, he's like, more black. And he's like, okay. So, and he was reading a scene like, you know, something like, yeah, man, and the dude jumped out of the corner and he robbed the dude. You know what I'm saying? And they were like, no, we're going to need you to be more black. And he goes, okay, I'm playing somebody that's seen something happen in the hood. And yeah, but we want it to be more black. And it's always these Jewish people. Could you be a bit more black? Yeah. So he tries to be more black. He's like, yeah, man, so then this dude, he jump out in front. And they're like, nah, you're just not getting it. We need you to be more black, you know. And the guy's like, he just ends up buffooning blackness. And they're like, oh, yeah, there, you got it. That's it right there. And he's making a spoof of all the nonsense Hollywood makes you jump through. You know, and one of the scenes he says, you need to be more like Eddie Murphy. And he morphs himself to where he finally is mimicking Eddie Murphy. You know, and it's a funny movie, but it's a real condemnation of Hollywood as it pertains to blacks. I'm not even going to be able to get into this Harvey Weinstein thing. I wanted to. I'll talk about it next hour. But Hollywood is... it's spiraling in on itself, and it is our responsibility to not only get Hollywood to continue this death spiral, it's up to us to get the fashion industry to continue its death spiral. Look, I don't know if you ever watch these fashion shows. Lots of gay people. And there's lots of gay people in fashion. And the same thing that's happening in Hollywood is happening in fashion. It's happening to men and sometimes the women. Same thing. Power brokers want what they want, and you will indulge them, or you're not going to get ahead. That's the way it works. They've all worked too hard to get where they are. And it's a shame, because we have people in the conservative movement that don't understand. We have to build a marketing, a message around what we're seeing here, and we have to go sell that message to the youth of this country, so they don't fall prey to it. Think about the decades of people who have overlooked this, and ask yourself, why did they do it? They knew it was wrong. They knew it was hurting friends, and yet they remained silent, and they still do. Ask yourself why that occurs.
Be won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.